Welcome back to the 2013 Sydney New Year's Eve commentary.
You're listening to 2RPH. I'm Nastasia Campanella, but you can call me Nass.
And I'm Robbie Keswick. We've only got a short time before we get to the fireworks and lots to do.
That's right. Just like earlier in the evening when the 9pm family fireworks went off, we'll be hearing the action of the midnight fireworks as they happen.
That's all in about half an hour, but first we're going to take a look behind the curtain, behind all the extra buses, trains, hundreds of police officers, kilometres of fencing, road closures and everything else that goes on tonight, and see what the team that brings it all together is all about.
Have a listen as our producer Miles heads into the offices at City of Sydney.
One part that I always enjoy is that it's always important to get those flags down on the bridge before you set off the fireworks. Got to make sure I remember to do that one.
That's a great tip.
Well, I don't think people quite understand the scale of what it is.
Putting the bridge effect up and installing pyro on barges and on the bridge.
Most people, which I did too before I started, went, New Year's Eve, fireworks go off, we all go home.
Amongst a myriad of things, I kind of buy groceries and everybody else cooks dinner.
And I don't think that the average person understands the complexities of A, getting 1.5 million people into a confined area.
Well, I think as most people would understand, going into December, they're all setting their out of offices for I'll be contacting you in the new year. And that really doesn't quite work for us. New Year's Eve's at a pretty inconvenient time when you consider how businesses are run.
There's other events that the city holds all over in different parks. We close down parks, we close down areas that are for family viewing.
And site equipment and furniture and really anything that needs to go in and out.
You know, it's a huge event, and I mean, I love huge, so that's why I do it. But it is a huge event. It takes a staggering amount of organisation. That's why I like it.
Yeah, it's interesting. You sort of stagger into it because there's probably only, I think, just over half a dozen people working on it full-time all year long. I work on it for 4 months, and so when I started, there was a dozen of us working on the event, and then slowly, every couple of weeks, every 4 weeks, another dozen or two dozen people. And so we're only starting to ramp up to the point now, about a month out, where there's a significant number of people.
I found out that it doesn't matter, even if you gave everybody who turned up, all 1.5 million people, if you gave them each a portaloo, there would still not be enough portaloos. Any big event, biggest problem forever is toilets. And it's just, it was something I'd never really thought about before, and I hope one day I won't have to think about again. My name's Ian Smith. I'm the operations coordinator for Sydney New Year's Eve. There's not many big events in Australia. They come occasionally. There's an Olympics or a Commonwealth Games, or but every year, this is without a doubt the biggest event in the country. And it's not often you get to take over a big city. And we take over the city for a day, and that's exposes you to so much that you would never even really know exists. Well, there's a lot of other agencies involved. I mean, we are the hosts. The city is the host of the event. 100 different agencies that are out there that require coordination.
Hi, I'm Chris Carstens. I'm the production coordinator for Sydney New Year's Eve. I think the biggest surprise really is kind of stepping back out of the shell of the event and looking at it from a distance is just, you know, how many people actually see those fireworks go off, whether it be on TV sets around the world or people that are fortunate enough to call Sydney home that get to watch the fireworks or that travel to Sydney or that, again, all around the world that have their TVs on, that you can almost find anybody who's, oh, I remember seeing the bridge on New Year's Eve. And I think that's what gets lost on us, I think, pretty easily when we're working on it so hard all year round, is that it really is a spectacle for people to enjoy and showcase, you know, a beautiful city and a beautiful country.
One of the thrills for me now as I'm sort of entering the twilight of my career, that is to see the young people come through and to see the ones that I know are going to keep going and the ones who are going to make the next generation of people like me. It's an old saying, but I mean the cream rises to the top. You see the people who you know are going to go on and have a successful career rise to the top. And when the pressure's on, you see the real worth of people. And this is very, very high pressure.
The best thing is the 10 seconds before midnight, hearing 1.5 million people around the harbour count down, and then everyone taking a split second right before midnight. It's that feeling that you understand why we do what we do.
On 2RPH, listening to the Sydney New Year's Eve commentary with Robbie and Nass. Here's Lord with Royals.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, grey goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood. That kind of for us, we crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee, and baby, I'll rule. Let me live that fantasy. My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money, but every song's like gold teeth, grey goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood. That kind of love's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen. Oh,
films. WGTO.
As you just heard, there's heaps happening all over the city, and to keep it all running smoothly, there are hundreds of police officers all over the streets.
They're keeping the roads clear and making sure everyone can have a fun and safe New Year's Eve. We sent Miles to find out just what goes into an operation like this.
Mark Murdoch, Commander, Central Metropolitan Region. Like for the New South Wales Police Force, our operation that we mount on New Year's Eve is the biggest single operation we would usually conduct in any one year. It extends not just within the central business district of Sydney, which is clearly our focus because that's where the biggest crowds are, but it extends into the suburbs, up and down the coast, and indeed right across the state. But as I've just said, our clear focus is the CBD, where we have many hundreds of thousands of people flock to the area to enjoy the events, in particular the fireworks.
And so what kind of duties are the police carrying out on New Year's Eve?
Primarily a crowd and traffic management operation, but we involve officers from right across our organisation. We deploy for New Year's Eve upwards of 2,500 additional police than what we would ordinarily have in the city. Again, the bulk of those are our general duties uniform police officers. They are well supported by our mounted police, our water police, our public order and riot squad, our rescue squad, our aviation support branch, investigators, forensic officers, you name it, everyone plays on New Year's Eve.
Where do you get these extra 2,500 men from?
We draw them from right across the metropolitan area. Every local area command in the broader metropolitan area contributes staff, as do many of the specialist support units that I've just mentioned, our water police, our air wing, our mounted police, etc. Everyone makes a contribution. It is a night where no one essentially is on annual leave or a rest day. Every person we can just about lay our hands on works on New Year's Eve, which is not unusual for an event of this type. We do it, as I say, every year, and our police are very well acquainted with what's required, and that no one, just about, with rare exception, has New Year's Eve off. So it's a significant operation for us, as I've said, and we are intent on making sure that everyone can enjoy the night safely.
Yeah, can you talk to me about some of the major challenges that you might, the police force might face on New Year's Eve?
As I said at the outset, for us it's a traffic and crowd management operation primarily, and that is focused upon making sure that people can get to the city safely and get home safely. And whilst they're in the city, they can enjoy the city and its attractions, and in particular the fireworks. So we're very, very much focused on making sure that the vast majority of people can enjoy the evening uninhibited by the small minority who are intent on abusing alcohol and making a pest of themselves.
And so in your experience, it seems that it's most people just want to go and have a good time, and it's only a minority of people that seem to cause problems for others?
Yeah, very much so. Those who come into the city and abuse alcohol or come in with the intention of causing trouble, we identify those people pretty quickly and weed them out and deal with them. There's not too many people, and when you consider, you know, we've got around 1 million extra people in the city on New Year's Eve, and we're talking maybe 100 or so arrests that we make over the course of the night right across the metropolitan area. That's a very, very small percentage, and we generally find that people come into town and want to celebrate New Year's Eve safely, enjoy the night with their friends and family, and as I say, go home in one piece.
You're listening to the Sydney New Year's Eve commentary on 2RPH.
Here's Kylie with On a Night Like This.
Last year's creative ambassador, Kylie, with On a Night Like This.
Very soon, the iconic Sydney Harbour Bridge will go off in a burst of colour and light.
But it's not just fireworks that go off, is it, Robbie?
No, there's also that big, shiny, bright icon that sits in the middle of the bridge each New Year's Eve.
Ah, that's right, the bridge effect. It's been everything from a smiley face to a never-ending rainbow and Kylie's lips. But what's in store this year?
I did my best to pry it out of the man who knows, Sydney New Year's Eve producer Aniron Coffey. Have a listen and find out if I got him to spill. Nye, when I look at the bridge effect, it looks like you've got 1,000 tiny video screens put together, stuck to the side of the bridge. Is this what it is?
Sort of. The bridge effect is a system of steel panels which are attached to the bridge. It's 36 metres by 36 metres, which is 36 metres about a height of a 12-storey building. So it's sizable. And those panels have about 16 kilometres of rope light attached to them.
What exactly is rope light?
So rope light is what it sounds like. It's like a it looks like a hose, and it's got a whole lot of little small lights inside it so that it lights up and glows in the colour of the lights.
And how much rope light did you say there was?
16 kilometres.
On the bridge, right there, held up with these steel
It was the steel panels, absolutely, and an awful lot of cable ties.
So it's kind of like Christmas lights in a way.
It is kind of like Christmas lights. What we do is we create various images that we can turn on and off, and that is how we get the movement up there. It's actually multiple static images, but we program them to...
like a giant animation.
Absolutely, absolutely.
How long does it take to lay it all out?
Look, we started back in June and actually laying out the rope light on the panels, and we just got the last of the bridge effect up onto the bridge back the week before Christmas.
And when do you start the bridge effect? It's everyone looks forward to it every year to see what it might be. Last year was Kylie's Kiss. You must be planning pretty far ahead what it's going to be each year. It must be fairly integral to the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely. We start looking at it and we've got pretty good ideas about what it's going to be before the previous event. So we're already talking about what next year's bridge effect will be.
Can you give us any hints as to what it might be this year?
I don't think so. I mean, people see...
Come on, now.
People see a lot of stuff up on the bridge. You would have seen the other part of the bridge effect up there is we've got some LED technology up there this year, which has expanded the bridge, almost doubled it in size. It's 72 metres across in total when you include these additional effects. So that's created an image at 9 o'clock, which... The people would have seen already, which was a little alien in his spaceship for the kids. But as to what's coming up at midnight, it's a state secret, as Reg keeps on saying. I'd be carted off to Asia.
No. Thanks so much. Not long to go now. Have a happy, happy new year.
And same to you.
You're on 2RPH, listening to the Sydney New Year's Eve commentary with Nass and Robbie.
Here's some Maroon 5, Moves Like Jagger. You just wouldn't give it up.
Oh, your impressive interview techniques totally would have gotten me.
You're a lioness, but a charmer at the same time.
Well, at least we don't have to wait long to find out.
That's right. It's time to go and hear what's happening down at the harbour.
But don't go away once it's done. We've got to tell you how we make 66 tonnes of trash disappear and you finally learn all about Robbie's unnatural fascination for coins.
You said you wouldn't tell.
I wish everyone could see me smiling right now.
To the commentary, and we couldn't get there quicker. It's time to join New Year's Eve producer Aniran Coffey and fireworks director Fortunato Foti as they take us through a blow-by-blow account of the celebrations.
Okay, so we're back leading up to the midnight fireworks. I'm back here with Forge, and we're about to start talking. We're just moments away from the midnight fireworks display.
And how's the last 3 hours been for you, Noi?
Oh, you know, look, it's always a little bit tense leading up to midnight for me, but yeah, we're getting there and we're almost through it, so getting ready for a great 2014.
Yeah, so for the midnight fireworks, we're now doing 6 barges. We're going to do 3 from the west, on the western side of the Harbour Bridge, and 3 on the east. So looking from the Opera House, you'll see one directly in front, on
yep.
And then another 2 to the right. They'll go all the way to Clark Island.
Yep.
Then we'll see 3 on the west, one near Goat Island, and one on the other side of Goat Island, and then one down in Cockatoo.
Absolutely, and this time we've got the bridge in this show as well.
Yeah, we're firing from the bridge. That's generally what we do on midnight for some strange reason. There's 116 firing points on the bridge alone, and just for something a little bit different this year, I think we'll fire from the Opera House. How about that one?
Let's do that.
So for the first time in 13 years, we're going to be firing from 4 sails of the Opera House. So when you look up, people at the Opera House, don't get scared. It's not blowing up. It's just me.
You say that to everybody, don't you?
Yes. And apart from that, we have 10 jet skis that will travel around in front of the Opera House with fireworks being launched, as well as a barge that will fire just in parallel to the bridge.
Okay, so we're just moments away from midnight now, and we're in the countdown.
So what we have is a massive explosion of fireworks on along the water with water shells, 10 going off at once, and then the bridge goes off. With multiple layers, not only shooting up from the bridge, but also outwards from the lower cord, creating these 6 circles of fireworks.
Absolutely, and these water shells that started off the show, they are actually shells that fire into the water, and you get a huge half sphere out of the water, a bit over a half sphere out of the water.
Yeah, they're pretty impressive, no, if I do say so myself.
Absolutely. So we're still on the bridge at the moment. The start of the show is all about highlighting the bridge, and we've got multiple layers of fireworks above the bridge, really layering an effect.
Yes, and from here, I think you'll find that we're going to go from here to the barges. So we'll both have both bridge and barges going off at the same time. And, well, look at that. We've got Akadaka.
Akadaka, and this is a little bit of a tribute to one of Australia's best musical exports. Their first live performance was in Checkers Nightclub 40 years ago tonight.
That's an amazing feat.
Absolutely. Around for 40 years and we're still using them in fireworks displays.
So at the moment we've got water shells going off, we've got the bridge going off, we've got barges going off, and actually the whole harbour's just going off.
It is, Forge. We've got more of those water shells, and the bridge is just absolutely going off at the moment, all right across the cords of the bridge, so the arch and the approaches.
So did you know that, Nye, that from one end of the approaches to the other, it's 1 kilometre of fireworks? That's how long it stretches.
That's pretty impressive.
So the music has changed. Now we've gone into these beautiful multicolour umbrellas, rainbow umbrellas, so to speak, and they're just a beautiful firework.
They are a beautiful firework, and they hang in the air for a very long time, too.
Yeah, it's look, there's various types of fireworks that last long, and other ones that have a short duration, depending on the type of effect that you want to create. So now we've gone into some half-half shells, so half of it's blue, half of it's red. Which is a bit different to the normal straight-coloured firework.
Absolutely.
So what these shells is that we're seeing now, Noi, is they're called crosshet shells. So what they do is they burst open like a normal firework, and when the tentacles reach their peak, they then split open again to create like a lattice effect.
Into a cross, so to speak.
Hence why the word crosshet.
And so now, under those, we've got some purple palms of those. Oh, no.
Yeah, and that's a nice one there. That was basically a purple firework with a green centre. Again, fantastic. A lot of fireworks are based on flowers. I didn't know if you knew that. That's why they call them chrysanthemums or peonies.
Mm. Absolutely.
Or dahlias. No, I didn't say darling. I said dahlias. Dahlias.
Indeed, darling. So we've got more of the ghost shells now. Those are the shells that start on one side and cross across the sphere and change colour. So they are quite a spectacular effect.
Well, they're actually a unique effect for Sydney. I've not seen them before in Australia, and we've been happy to be able to do this. My dad and my brother have spent a lot of time developing and trying to create different firework, and that's the result.
Absolutely. I'm always very keen to see what Sam and Robert have come up with.
So now we've come up to a nice slow piece of music, Niall, which is going to be a tribute to the Opera House.
Indeed. In the 40th anniversary year of the Opera House, we're recognising their amazing building. And we've just fired from the four sails and sailing not ships around her, but we're certainly sailing some jet skis around her, which are firing as well.
Yeah, we've got 10 jet skis that are doing certain scenes and elements with the fireworks off, shooting off the back of the jet skis, which is somewhat unique for Sydney Harbour, seeing that you're not allowed to have jet skis on the harbour.
Yeah,
but
not
being
any
a special event.
Not any other night of the year, yeah. So now we've had a bit of a change in the music, and we've upped the tempo a little bit, and we've got a whole sky full of fireworks in blues and oranges and strobing orange there.
And these effects in the middle actually do crackle. Nice. So they're like applauding.
Absolutely.
Let's clap those hands, ladies and gentlemen.
I've always said it, you're the king of cheese.
Yeah, I am the king of cheese, but I like
a lot of... But that's what fireworks are all about.
I like cheese too. Mm. See, it's saying applause and the fireworks are applauding.
What more can you ask for?
So we've gone into some nice mauve palms. This is a new colour that we've created for this event as well, which is new for Sydney, new for Australia as well. And that, again, have another key change, which then leads into the bridge going off again with the six barges.
Absolutely, and we try and go back to the bridge every couple of minutes in the fireworks display.
It's changed a lot over the last 10, 15 years, and each year we try and do something a bit different, and it seems to work that going back to the bridge seems to work, and we try and do it as much as we can.
Absolutely. So now with the change in the music and the shine lyric, we've got fireworks that are shining, and there's some real beautiful silver strobes up there, white and silver
diamonds in the sky.
Diamonds in the sky.
Again, another cheese moment.
Absolutely. It's what I expect from you.
Yeah, no, look, again, these are a new one as well. It's basically a silver umbrella with a white strobing pistol. We haven't done those before, and they're new, and they fit real well with the music.
Absolutely. So the silver shape comes out in the shape of an umbrella, broadly speaking, and then there's a strobe in the middle of that. And we're now into some more strobing shells, but also a bit of colour.
It's all about the diamonds in the sky.
It is all about the diamonds in the sky. And a beautiful moment now. The music and the fireworks perfectly matched some willow shells and gold strobing shells.
And what we've also done here is we've actually started to strobe the Opera House and the bridge at the same time. So the whole roof of the four sails of the Opera House will be strobing during this piece. It's a very soft piece, it's very mellow, and the fireworks sit very, very nicely.
Absolutely. It's quite a poignant moment. I think everybody around the harbour will be really enjoying this moment.
Poignant. That's
poignant.
That's a very big word there. Right? Do you want to elaborate on that one?
Oh, I think people understand, yeah. We've now, with the change in music, in with a big bang off the bridge.
And this is the blue segment, no? Do you want to elaborate on that one?
Yeah, this is a tribute to one of our sponsors, Citibank. And we've got jet skis, we've got the bridge, the approaches of the bridge. And, it's a huge moment.
And it's blue.
And it's blue.
And it's still blue.
And it's still blue. And now we're changing into more of a green moment, in fact, following that. And with the change of music, we've changed it up, and we're into red fans off the barges and some beautiful large red shells above them.
Yeah, as we said earlier, no, these fireworks can go up to 350 metres in height, and you know, the bigger ones have a burst diameter of 150 metres. 200 metres. So we're talking big fireworks, you know, up to 12 kilos each, weighing 12 kilos.
Wow.
So, you know, fireworks are a beautiful thing to see, but they do pack a punch.
Absolutely, and very impressive just on an engineering level as well.
Yeah, they say there's a bit of physics, a bit of chemistry.
It is rocket science.
It is. It's more than rocket science, Anoy.
It's art. It's rocket art.
I make rockets just for fun. Again, we've got a change in the music. These are what we call waterfall shells. So if you can imagine the water falling over a waterfall, and that's what it sort of represents. This particular one is like a gold colour.
These are beautiful. I haven't seen much of these before. We haven't used a whole lot of them?
No, we've not used them a lot in the past, but this year we've sort of tried to feature them as much as possible. You know, the jet skis are also going off at this point because this is, they're talking about the lanterns being on and the fireworks are the light.
Absolutely. And what are these large shells that I can see up here now with the blue centres?
I don't know, but I'll have a stab and say that they're midnight snow with the pistols.
Beautiful.
So now we're heading into the finale, and at the moment the bridge is going off as well as the barges. It's a big, powerful song which requires big, powerful fireworks.
Absolutely, and another opportunity in a moment, I think, to go back to the Opera House, and there we go. With every tick of the clock, we've got fireworks off the shelves of the Opera House.
And now it's mayhem on the barges with the finale happening again. Probably about 25% of all the fireworks that we use on those displays go off just in the finale alone. So that should tell you exactly how many fireworks we're using. You know, New Year's Eve, 11,000 aerial shells just for midnight. So it's a fair amount.
It's a fair amount, absolutely. And the whole sky is full of fireworks at the moment in multiple colours, just absolutely covering the sky.
So now the music's sort of stepped back a bit, and we're going back to the bridge for its final... attraction.
And these are beautiful sequential fireworks off the bridge at the moment. So they're making X shapes above the bridge.
So now what we've got now is just comets of various types. These ones are silver with green tip and with a big burst of 5-inch shells over the top, which is sort of purple to a brocade. And
it's that layering again.
It's all about the layering. It's about making a beautiful icon such as the Sydney Harbour Bridge more beautiful.
Making a shine, in fact.
That's correct, Noi. That's beautiful.
It is beautiful. And this is beautiful fireworks as well, Forge. The beautiful purple comets coming off the Harbour Bridge at the moment.
From now, we're going to be leading into the all-important waterfall.
Absolutely.
Which is, you know, it's the crowd favourite. You know, I get a lot of people saying they just love the waterfall.
Absolutely.
And, it's beautiful. And, you know,
it's classic silver waterfall. You can't beat it.
And it's dropping nearly 60 metres, so it's a fair drop that it's got to come down and hits the water. And it's, again, you're creating layers, not
absolutely.
Only above the bridge, but also below. So now we're heading towards the end of the display now, and this is where everything goes.
Everything.
And we're talking...
off.
Bridges,
barges,
opera house,
the works,
the lot, and it's all about creating the impact that will be left in the memory of everyone watching.
Let everybody leave wanting less.
That's what I always say. That's what I always say.
So the whole
moment is basically a silver Kamuro, which again is a long-lasting firework that just grows and grows and grows until it can't grow anymore, and it's just big.
Absolutely. And that was a spectacular show, Forge. That was truly amazing and well saw in 2014.
No, it's an absolute pleasure for the family to create and be able to put on such a show for the people of Sydney and people of the world.
Absolutely. And from the sounds around the harbour at the moment, I think everybody really enjoyed that. So thank you very much from the 1.5 million people around the harbour.
Toot, toot. Thanks, Nigel.
My pleasure.
Happy New Year, Nas!
Happy New Year, Robbie!
Thanks to Fortune Nye, it's been so great to have you here while we all watch the fireworks.
But now that the main event is over, what happens?
Too much. I remember cramming into a train or bus on the way home before. It just takes a bit of patience, but when I was leaving, there were mountains of trash everywhere. Every street corner is dirty.
It's Sydney's biggest party, actually Australia's biggest party. And after every party, there has to be a clean-up.
The clean-up in this case is blitzed by the City of Sydney's Cleansing and Waste Department.
We gave producer Miles the job of finding out how it all wraps up.
And my name's Michael Hawkes, our team leader in the Cleansing and Waste Department of the City of Sydney Council.
So let's talk about cleaning up a big event. How much planning goes into the cleanup of an event like New Year's Eve?
It is long. We start generally sometime in July. Thousands of people in town. It's just a really unique event. This year we'll be using 267 staff. They get us through, but it just takes a while. But once we're there, that's when the action sort of starts. Last year we collected 66 tonnes of rubbish. And this year we're sort of projecting for the same amount. You name it, it's generally left there.
And so seeing as you're using pretty much all of your staff, does anyone in cleansing actually get to celebrate New Year's Eve?
Yeah, a few lucky ones. This is our biggest night of the year. It's just part and parcel of being in cleansing and where they pick up the pieces. We aim to have everything done and dusted and clean by 7 a.m. that morning, and we try and have it so that you wouldn't have realised that such a huge event was on the night before. So it's just about reducing the impact on the environment.
You're on 2RPH listening to the Sydney New Year's Eve commentary with Robbie and Nass.
Here's Outkast with Hey Ya.
1, 2, 3, My baby don't mess around because she loves me so. Thank God for mom and dad for sticking two together, 'cause we don't know how.
shake, shake, and loose and loose. Shake it, baby doll. Shake it on the floor. Shake it on the floor. Like I'm on the white beach. Sugar, shake it. You know what to shake it. Sugar, shake it. Shake it. Sugar, shake it like I'm on the white beach.
If you're ever in the city on New Year's Eve, spare a kind thought for the cleansing and waste workers who have to clean it all up.
The city is sparkling by morning.
Some would say it shines, Robbie.
Ah, our theme! But it's over, Nass. Now we need a new one.
Oh, there's something else that sparkles that we haven't talked about.
Yeah, the coin. I had this weird fascination with coins ever since I was a kid. I would find the shiniest coins that I would have in my pocket. I wouldn't have many coins in my pocket, but I'd find the shiniest one and I'd turn it over and read the year it was made. Is that a weird thing to do? Did you do that, Nass?
Nah, definitely not.
I didn't think so.
It's definitely something that's unique to you.
Miles talked to someone from the Royal Australian Mint because they're doing something special to commemorate New Year's Eve this year.
Hi, my name's Mark Cartwright. I'm the Marketing Director at the Royal Australian Mint. Well, the Royal Australian Mint releases a number of commemorative coins that are non-circulating. So these are collectible coins, and part of our job as the Royal Australian Mint is to help commemorate and celebrate at times iconic Australian events and anniversaries. We are a storyteller through coinage, and on this occasion it was really the perfect storm. Earlier this year we commemorated the 40th anniversary of the Sydney Opera House. We've also in the past worked with Reg Mombassa, and his designs have been featured on coins for the Royal Australian Mint. We know that the City of Sydney are supporting Engineers Without Borders Australia charity, and as a manufacturer and a factory here, we have a number of engineers who were critical to bringing this project to life. So, and obviously here we have one of the most iconic events in Australia, sort of participated in by a billion people worldwide. So for us, this was a wonderful opportunity to partner with Sydney and become a part, a very, very tangible part of the New Year's Eve fireworks event.
Can you tell me what this New Year's Eve coin looks like?
Yes, the coin itself is a beautiful design. It was a huge challenge for Royal Australian Mint coin designers and our production team. But in the end, we've been able to produce 15,000 coins featuring holographic technology, which shows bursts of changing colour over the Sydney Harbour Bridge. And the coin also features in a colour print the secret bridge effect on our iconic Australian landmark, which will be, of course, revealed this evening. And in the foreground, we have a number of water vessels and boats in front of the bridge, and we've got a rippling water effect as well. On the other side of the coin, we of course have an image, the effigy of Queen Elizabeth II. We have the date, Australia 2014, and we have the denomination of the coin, which is $1.
That sounds interesting. Can you tell me more about the holographic technology used?
Yes, so this coin is very unique. In fact, we've implemented holographic technology to bring the fireworks to life. So rather than it just be a silver proof coin, which is our highest finish, we've added bursts of colour through using holographic technology. So when the light captures the coin, we can celebrate the New Year's Eve event in a far more dynamic way than just a normal colour print. And we've also added the colour print of the effect that will be revealed later this evening on the bridge itself.
So how can I get one of these coins?
Yes, you can come and visit us at the Royal Australian Mint. You can either give us a call at our contact centre on 1300 652 020, or you can visit us online at eshop.ramint.gov.au. So these coins are available for ordering now, but they will not be released until early in the new year because we clearly don't want to be giving away the secret design in the middle of the bridge.
If you want to hear anything from the commentary you missed, then head along to 2rph.org.au.
And for all your future New Year's Eve information, including advice on finding accessible viewing areas, head to sydneynewyearseve.com.
Thanks for joining us.
See you next year.
It's a poem.